is the story of a lovely lady who was bringing up three very lovely girls. All of them had hair of gold, like their mother, the youngest one in curls. It's the story of a man named Brady who was busy with three boys of his own. They were four men living all together, yet they were all alone. Till the one day when the lady met this fellow, and they knew that it was much more than a hunch, that this group must somehow form a family. That's the way they all became the Brady Bunch.
The Brady Bunch, the Brady Bunch, that's the way they became the Brady Bunch.
Come on, Tiger. Come on. Tiger?
Tiger fed, he'll feed us.
Alice, we need some more dog food.
Already? That dog eats more like a horse. One of these days, instead of barking, he's gonna whinny.
Peter and Marsh are checking the neighborhood, and I'm sure they're going to find Tiger.
I hope so. He never did anything like this before, Dad. Just disappeared for all night.
Oh, he's gone, all right. I've looked every place for him. Well, Mike, you better get going. You're going to be late for your golf game.
Oh, yeah. You see my car keys?
Yeah, I think I saw them in the kitchen. I'll take a look.
Okay.
Dad?
Yeah.
Would you play golf if I was missing?
No, Bobby, of course not.
Then how can you leave with Tiger missing?
Look, I am sure they're going to find that dog in the next 5 minutes.
You don't know that for real sure.
Well, no.
Tiger's a member of the family, isn't he?
Well, yeah, Tiger's a member of the family.
And you've even had him longer than you've had me.
Yeah, that's true.
And how can you go play golf? Anywhere at all.
Well, at least it was a try, Bob.
Yeah. And you said if we didn't find him, you put a lost and found ad in the paper.
Yeah, that's right. And with this pad and pen and the patio table, we're all ready to get to work. Come on. What do we say in the ad?
Well, just say the truth. Say the best dog in the world was lost today, and we want him back.
Well, that tells a lot about him, Bob, but maybe we ought to say what he looks like, too.
Hmm? Okay.
Let's see. Lost. Large, shaggy, tan dog with white muzzle. Family, pet, wearing collar with name tag Tiger Brady.
You forgot the part about best dog in the world.
Yeah, well, let's see here. How's this? Family pet, best dog in the world, wearing collar and so forth.
Okay. How much of a reward are you going to offer?
Well, what do you think we should?
$1 million.
That's a lot of money for Tiger, and it's a little steep for me, too.
Well, Tiger's worth it.
Well, I was thinking of offering, $25 for Tiger.
Well, okay.
Let's go call the paper.
Dad?
Yeah?
We piddle around until we were exhausted.
Now we're going to go out and look again. Dad's going to offer a $25 reward.
$25? Wow!
I saved up $4 I'd like to add.
25's enough, Greg.
Really, Dad, I want to.
All right. That'll make it 29.
There's a snifty model airplane I've been saving for. But I'd rather give the money for Tiger, $2.14.
All right, Peter.
I got $1.12.
And $1.12, let's see, that makes a six. $32.26, and that's a lot of money even for Tiger.
Yeah. But it's still not $1 million.
See you later, Dan.
Okay.
Now, you have to watch egg whites pretty close, because if they get too stiff, you can't unstiff them. And that should just about do it.
Hey, Dad's got a reward for Tiger with $25, and Greg and Peter and me put some more in, and now it's over $32.
You can put me down for $5, Mr. Brady. I'll take it out of my dowry money.
Oh, Alice, you don't have to do that.
I want to. Besides, the chances of getting Tiger back are a lot better than me using that dowry.
All right. That makes the total $37.
And 26 cents.
Yeah, right. Come on. Let's put the ad in before it's too late. All information.
Jan, Cindy. Now, I can put in $3. How about you?
All I have is $2.
Cindy?
I don't have any money.
None at all?
Can you lend me some?
I can let you have 50 cents.
I could give more if you lend me more.
That's all I've got.
How about you, Jan?
After the $2, I'm broke.
And 50 cents is all I can give.
Hey, we better tell Dad before he hangs up.
Would you read the ad back to me, please?
Dad?
Dad? Yes, that's what... Yeah, that's right. Would you hold on for just a moment? What?
Jan, Cindy, and I would like to add $5.50 to the reward money.
50 cents is mine. I lended it for Marcia.
Would you change the amount of the reward, please, from 37.26 to 42.76? Yeah, I know it's an unusual amount, but yeah, but that's it. Thank you very much.
You know something? You guys are really nice, considering you guys are girls.
Strange how lonely it is around here tonight.
Lonely? With me here? Alice in the kitchen and six kids, wherever six kids might be. Yeah, well, you're right. Strange how lonely it is around here tonight.
How many times I've looked around this room at the muddy paw prints and the dog hairs and wished that Tiger belonged to somebody else. You know something, Mike?
What?
I miss him.
Oh, yeah, that walking lump of hair has an intangible something. Well, he'll be back.
I hope so.
I'm sorry to interrupt, but there was something I wanted to mention, and I haven't had a chance till now.
Go ahead, Alice, mention.
I wonder how come we always get hungry at night.
I don't know. I guess dinner gives us an appetite. Let's ask Alice what's left over.
Yeah, I think I hear her in there with Mom and Dad.
I didn't want to say it in front of the kids because I was afraid it might upset them. But I hear there's been a rash of robberies in the neighborhood recently.
I heard that, too. The Stewarts were robbed last week.
That's right. Well, it occurred to me that the thieves might have lured Tiger away. So they could take a whack at this house some night when we were all asleep.
Alice, you've been watching too many detective shows lately.
Well, it is a possibility, Mike. I mean, after all, there have been a lot of robberies, and Tiger is missing.
That's why I thought I should mention it.
What if Dad's wrong and Mom and Alice are right?
Let's get upstairs and figure out our next move. There's going to be a robbery here tonight. We better be ready.
Who is it? Who's here?
It's me, Bobby, Dad.
Oh, hi, Dad.
Listen, your mother and I went in to kiss you goodnight, and you weren't there. And we had to worm out of Greg where you were. What are you doing out here?
I wanted to be here if Tiger comes home. It's all right, isn't it?
No, Mom, it isn't all right. It's cold out here. There have been robberies in the neighborhood. We can't let you sleep out here alone.
Well, there's more sleeping bags in the garage. You can sleep with me if you want.
Thanks. I think we both better sleep in the house.
I'm not afraid of burglars, Dad. Besides, they only steal things inside houses, not outside houses.
Your mother and I wouldn't sleep all night long. Now, come on, let's get out of this thing.
Well, what if Tiger comes home and I don't know it?
Then we'll have a big celebration in the morning. Hurry up, get your slippers on.
I won't sleep a wink inside the house. Not a wink.
Get in. These strings will pull those cans down right on top of him. The racket will scare him to death.
What about the kitchen?
We'll do that last. Robbers never start in the kitchen.
Why not?
Well, who wants to steal lettuce and tomatoes? You bring the rest of those empty cans.
Right away.
Mike, I heard something.
Tiger?
No, it
It was a noise.
One of the kids?
No, it sounded more like a noise.
If you hear it again, let me know what it is.
Oh, no, Mike. Listen, I've been thinking about what Alice said about all those robberies and... Are the doors locked?
Mm-hmm. I checked them before we came upstairs. I locked them before we came upstairs, too.
Where are you going?
Downstairs to check the doors.
But you said you locked them.
I know. But if I don't check them, you won't be able to fall asleep. And I won't be able to fall asleep because you'll keep right on talking. Right?
Right.
Someone moving in the kitchen.
Maybe it was Tiger.
Walking on his hind legs. Yeah, it must be the robber.
What do we do?
Let's get my baseball bat out of the closet.
I'm sorry about last night. Boys tried to booby-trap the house against robbers. They thought that would keep them out.
Or knock them out.
Well, they promised not to do it again.
Okay, Mr. Brady. But just to be on the safe side, from now on, when I go to my room, I stay in my room.
Hi.
Hi.
Did anyone call about Tiger?
No, not yet, sweetie.
Well, it's early.
Well, someone should have seen our ad by now.
Well, most people don't look at the lost pet ads right away.
Well, I would if I found a dog. The first thing I would do would be to... It's Tiger! It's Tiger! It's Tiger!
Hello? Yes, we're running an ad about a lost dog.
No, our dog has a tail.
Hello? Yes, we lost a dog. Yes, he's shaggy. Yes, he's tan. Yes, he does have a white muzzle. What? No, our dog is a boy. Bobby, didn't you want any supper tonight?
I wasn't hungry.
Oh, sweetheart, I know how you feel.
But not eating isn't going to bring Tiger back.
There wasn't any room in my stomach. It's got a great big lump in it.
Hello? Oh, I see you. You what? Saw a tiger? Where? Hold on. Hey, everyone, Steve saw a tiger. Steve saw a tiger. You sure it was Tiger Steve? Well, what did you do after you called him? Uh-huh. And then what? Where'd he go? Well, thanks. Thanks a lot, Steve.
Well, what happened?
Well, where'd he go? What'd he say?
That was Steve Miller. He saw a tiger over by Plummer and Verdun.
Oh, boy, and Steve knows Tiger.
Sure, he's seen him lots of times. And then he called him and Tiger stopped. And then when Steve went near him, he ran away.
Oh.
No, that's okay. Listen, I'll take the kids and their bicycles with me in the station wagon. We'll scout the area and see if we can find him, okay?
Good idea.
Come on. Bobby and I dropped off Marsh and the boys about 10 minutes ago, and we've been driving around with no sign of Tiger.
Yeah, Mike, well, Greg said he just saw Tiger over in Talmadge Place. He yelled and Tiger stopped and looked around, but then he just took off again.
Okay, we'll keep in touch.
What did Peter say?
He just saw Mike and Bobby on Mason Road, but no sign of Tiger.
I think we'd be better off if Tiger was out looking for them.
I saw him. He was heading toward Maple Avenue.
Hold on. He's heading toward Maple Avenue.
Hey, Maple Park's 2 blocks from there. Where there's a park, there's trees, and where there's trees, you'll find dogs.
Listen, Marcia, get right over to Maple Park. Yeah, it's 2 blocks to your,
left.
Left.
Huh, hold on. He's heading south in the 400 block on Hillside.
Oh, Peter will be able to cut him off at 7th Street.
Hey, Greg, head for 7th and Hillside and help Peter. Marcia's got Compton Avenue covered.
Yeah, and Mike and Bobby have got Kingsley and Bell.
Suppose the FBI has any old cases they'd like to throw our way.
Peter found him? Where? Good, we're on our way.
Tiger, we missed you.
I'm sure he's missed you too.
Tiger, come on. Yeah, I missed you so much. Where were you, Tiger?
I'm so glad to see you.
Missed you so
look
much.
At that dog. Hello there.
Mrs. Simpson?
Yes.
I'm Mike Brady.
Well, how do you do?
Yeah, we live way away from here. I can't imagine why Tiger would go so far from home.
I think you'll understand in a minute. Follow me.
Oh, Tiger.
Now, that's a pretty good reason, don't you think, Mr. Brady?
Aren't they neat?
Look at the brown one there.
You mean Tiger?
I don't know if this makes us related or not.
Bobby?
Dad, does this make you a grandfather?
I guess it does.
Yeah, every time I try to get a look at Tiger's name tag, he'd run away. He's been here before.
Obviously.
What is that?
Look here.
You mean the puppies are tigers?
Yep.
Congratulations, Tiger.
A tiger, you stay here. And this time, I mean it. You stay here. I'll be right back.
Sure is nice to have the old Bobby Brady back.
Sure is nice to have old Tiger back, too. And a good thing you bought more dog food like that.
Hey, don't give it all to him in one meal. Tiger will burst.
It isn't all for Tiger, Alice. He's a father dog now. He's got a wife and kids to feed over at Mrs. Simpson's.